From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama hails strong American diplomacy. The statement follows several developments concerning relations with Iran. In an exchange of prisoners, the U.S. released seven Iranians charged with or convicted of violating trade sanctions with Iran. Iran released five Americans, including Christian pastor Saeed Abedini, Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian, and a former U.S. Marine. They have arrived in Germany. The U.S. has confirmed that billions of dollars in sanctions on Iran will be lifted because the Islamic Republic has met its obligations under a July 2015 nuclear accord. President Obama, though, says some sanctions remain.
We still have sanctions on Iran for its violations of human rights, for its support of terrorism, and for its ballistic missile program, and we will continue to enforce these sanctions vigorously.
The State Department announced Sunday that the U.S. and Iran have reached an agreement that will return roughly $1.7 billion to Iran. Burkina Faso has declared 3 days of national mourning following Friday's terrorist attack in Ouagadougou. At least 29 people from 18 countries were killed. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb claimed responsibility for the raid. The White House issued a sharply worded statement Sunday condemning the attacks. The United States is looking for three U.S. contractors who were reportedly kidnapped in Baghdad. Iraqi and U.S. officials say the company for whom the three are working say they went missing 2 days ago. There are no details on their identity or what their jobs were in Iraq, but many different companies are working there on both security and civilian projects. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports growing numbers of Mozambicans are fleeing fighting between Renamo rebels and government forces. Many are seeking asylum in a neighboring country. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency reports an almost unstoppable flow of refugees from Mozambique is crossing over the border into Malawi. The agency says its staff in the village of Kapise so far has registered nearly 1,300 new arrivals, with more than 900 people waiting to be recorded. It says another 400 people have arrived in 16 other villages. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab says it has captured some Kenyan soldiers during last week's attack on an African Union peacekeeping base in southwestern Somalia. Somali troops and Kenyan soldiers with the AU force AMISOM are deployed at the base. Also Sunday, four wounded Kenyan soldiers were airlifted home, but Kenyan officials gave no death toll. The hope for formation of South Sudan's unity government is in doubt after former Vice President Riek Machar recalled the leadership of his negotiating team. They were negotiating with South Sudanese President Salva Kiir. Machar has accused Mr. Kiir of sabotaging the implementation of an agreement signed last August by establishing 28 new states in South Sudan. The three Democratic presidential candidates hold their last debate Sunday before Iowa voters hold their caucuses. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley meet in Charleston, South Carolina. A new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll issued before the debate puts Clinton ahead of Sanders by 25 points nationally. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has killed at least 13 people and wounded 14. A spokesman for the Nangarhar provincial government said the bomber detonated a device Sunday morning in Jalalabad at a residential compound for a prominent member of the provincial council. The council member escaped unharmed. The Taliban claims responsibility. A hospital reports a man who was left brain dead after taking part in a drug test for an experimental painkiller based on a compound similar to cannabis died Sunday in France. French health authorities have said three others still hospitalized face possible brain damage. An investigation is underway into what the French health minister called an accident of exceptional gravity. For more on these stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.